July 8th is a Monday this year, and it's a wonderful day for abundance activation. The numbers 8 and 9 merge together, so this is where you can focus on your abundant life to attract more of the same, more financial flow, more bounty, more prosperity. And it allows you to do so with a lot of conviction, strength, courage, and wisdom. So this is a day of exemplary leadership and for you to demonstrate leadership. So as you let go of everything that's unnecessary, your way of thinking, your feelings, your reactions, right? The outdated projection onto others kind of responses. As you release those and breathe through them, you're going to make room for courageous action. So take the lead, follow the prompts of your inner authority. Eight represents visionary leadership, nine represents compassionate leadership, and together they merge to take you to the threshold. So you want to trust in your instincts. You want to move quickly through your decisions today. You want to capture all the opportunities available to you. Your vision is wide-reaching. And it has the requisite energy through the number 8 to match. So you want to make the most of this very special day. Now, in the heavens, we have Venus sextile Uranus and Venus square Chiron. So it is Venus day. That's always a good thing. Venus sextile Uranus, it enhances your craving for excitement and love. And Venus governs love and abundance. Uranus is breakthrough, excitement. So there is a sense of being very highly creative and creating something brand new and unusual. Certainly, your desire for independence and pleasure are strong. And so that means that you can explore what gives you pleasure, right? And so channel any nervousness that may come into your day into using your imagination. Be open to explore a shift in how you generate greater financial flow, because certainly there's going to be an opportunity somewhere in your day to really look at your attention on moving finances to a new level of expansion today. So you want to take that opportunity and follow the lead. Now, Venus squares Chiron today, and this is a time when you may overgive if you have any fear of rejection in your personal relationships. So instead, you want to focus on loving who you are at soul level so you don't give away your power. This is such a wonderful time to activate the sacred in your life, especially through beauty and through love. Basically, with Chiron and Venus, you're healing, and you're healing through beauty. So surround yourself with orchids and roses and lilies and just everything that allows you to feel good. You know, there's wonderful crystals now that you can get that enhance energy and that really cancel out the damaging impact of Wi-Fi. And you really want to invest in those kinds of things, because these crystals have been created and made available to us in order that we feel free, in order that we don't feel pulled into, you know, this whole sense of, oh, victimization and all of that. So you really, really want to take advantage of, you know, certain crystals that are just incredibly powerful and allow you to release a lot of electromagnetic smog in your life. And those would include black tourmaline, they would include shungite from Russia. You know, there's many, many ways for you to do this and get some very high quality organ pyramids. There's many beautiful, incredible ways for us to use these gifts from the earth that are here basically to help us bypass the negative impact from EMFs. and give powerful protection, while at the same time, we can give gratitude for the fact that we are able to communicate in this way. I mean, you and I'm sure, wouldn't even be connected if it wasn't for the incredible invention of the internet. And having contact in this way is tremendously empowering. So we want to bless it. We want to give gratitude for it while also protecting ourselves from the negative impacts as well. So this is something to focus on when Venus squares Chiron. And definitely remember the beauty and pleasure in your surroundings, because those remind you of abundance every day, right? Healthy relationships. Now, Tuesday, the 9th of July, is a very empowering day because it activates a powerful code of letting go, releasing, and renewing. And letting go is sometimes the hardest thing to do, as we know. When something ends, we're not really equipped naturally to say, okay, sure, fine, I'll move on. But we have attachments. But today, it's much easier to let go of those attachments and see the light at the end of the tunnel. So whenever the numbers 9 and 1 come together in a numerology code, it represents a beautiful invitation to shift. Right? So you want to be ready to embrace new ways while letting go of old ways. So this means you may make a big decision about your next step today, about your future today. June's 19 month helps to activate that forward momentum and creative thinking to really bridge the past and the present. Another thing that's activated when the number 9 is active is romance. So you can initiate romance today, whether you're in a partnership already or are interested in somebody else. You can initiate a connection, right? You can take the lead where you may have hesitated to do so until now. Taking a lead is greatly supported today. So if you allow the shifts into your life that are part of this day, you're going to welcome the support to implement your divine mission and your vision. Now in the stars, Mercury retrograde conjuncts Mars. Now this is definitely going to infuse your mind with energy, and it allows you to be supremely focused on a goal. Remember, the Mercury retrograde started with this conjunction, and now it's exact a few days later. So your thoughts are going to carry great forward momentum. You don't want to communicate aggressively today, so be aware of that. If you have the urge to react, remember that you need to release some of that nervous energy through physical exercise and patience. Your thoughts are moving rapidly today. They may race ahead, so, you know, just take a lot of deep breaths today. Definitely think through your ideas and prompts before sharing them or acting on them. But you can make a lot of wonderful breakthroughs today in your mindset. Now, on Wednesday, the 10th of July, we have the 10 and 20 code activated. So, first of all, the 10 code is connected to July's 1910 code as well. And 2019 as well has the number 10. So, we really have a triple 10, 10, 10 portal of instant manifestation, light, and love. So a beautiful day, and it adds up to 20. So we have a 10 and a 20. Notice these two numbers have zeros. This brings divine protection. And so we have a sense of new beginnings and balance, merging the mind and the heart, your thoughts and your feelings. So that means, yes, you will think things through and you will be very active in your mind, especially with Mercury retrograde conjunct Mars the day before, right? But also, you have the sense of divine protection, and you will need some rest today too. So implement and rest, repeat, okay? You're definitely uplifting others with a very dignified role that you feel in your life today. So dignity is very important. Now the moon squares Mars today, and that is definitely introducing a strong emotional focus and direction. So remember that Mercury retrograde is conjunct Mars at this time. So when the moon comes around and squares Mars, there can again be fireworks, some emotional aggression, some impatience. It's really very creative energy though. So if you have any chance to express yourself in any way, in a creative way, it's really a great time to do so. Now you may feel impulsive, so definitely be patient and use that emotional focus and sense of direction in a positive way. You're conscious of your goals today. I already said guard against aggression and rashness. Act on your feelings, but do so in a more refined, positive way. So then on the 11th, we have, of course, the 11 portal, and this time it opens up to the beautiful number 21, which reduces to 3. Now, 21 represents our 21st century of truth and joy. So you're opening the gateway into joy and truth today. And that means you want to create and you want to play. So originate something new. The 11 is double one new beginnings, and that means your relationships are strengthened. As you infuse them with this fun, bright energy, your intuition is enhanced, your imagination is strong. This infusion of intuition and imagination creates tremendous opportunities, and it births many gifts as well. So I love this day. Now, you definitely want to embrace the present moment. This is a reminder. The number 11 is the present moment reminder where everything dissolves into happiness, into inner peace. There's no worry about the future because when you're completely present, you are not bringing up, dredging up the past or worrying about what might happen. It's impossible to do when you're present because you're living fully in that moment. So it's timeless. It's beautiful. It's just a gorgeous, wonderful, new way to live. This is where we're all heading, is that 11 activation. The Aquarian age ruled by Uranus is exactly about that because Uranus is about activating your inner genius, as is 11. 11 is about being present and allowing your original creativity to flow through you as you connect to source. It's your partnership with source, one in one. So be excited to be alive today. Give appreciation to your life by creating something. Now, in the heavens, we have lots going on today, as befits an 11 day. The Sun trines Neptune, Mars squares Uranus, and Mars trines Chiron. So the Sun trine Neptune happens while the Neptune is in Pisces, its own sign, of course, and it brings increased compassion, empathy, and sensitivity to your surroundings and people around you. So you feel deeply connected spiritually to others. Your understanding of them increases exponentially. Your service to others is important rather than service to self. And manifesting your dreams is also greatly favored. So you just feel really creative, and your inner artist wants to share, wants to communicate. Spiritual insights are enhanced as well. Now, also on this day, Mars squares Uranus. So remember how we started the Mercury retrograde with Mercury almost conjunct Mars and square to Uranus. So now Mars square Uranus is activated, and this is very potent fiery energy. First of all, Mars symbolizes our internal fire, our energy, our drive, as well as our sexual nature. And when Uranus moves into an activating square to Mars, it has a strongly liberating impact on firing you up to act, especially on your more unusual ideas. But being creative is a must right now because there's a lot of tension with this aspect. The liberating impact of Uranus switching on Mars, the fire planet, is going to unleash your sexuality, which, as with all energy, can be used in different ways. So you want to confront any repression towards sexual expression so it doesn't become aggressive. And this can be creative energy as well. The sexual center, the second chakra, is also where our creative energy springs from. And so if there's any repression towards sexual expression from early childhood or societal conditioning, this is a great time to just really tune in, tune within. And you definitely have an urge to break away from restriction and authority now. Guard against communicating with anger or in a rash way, that goes without saying. What helps dissipate the highly potent energy surge is to plan time for fun and taking adventurous risks. So you want to focus on creative breakthroughs as your inner genius is activated. Certainly, personal relationships are invigorated, fired up. The stimulation generated under this transit is great for taking your life to a new level of instinctual awareness, trusting your gut, right? Many quick decisions can be made. They will empower you. Prepare for surprising developments. Fire spreads fast, and fire is unexpected energy. And this is a very fiery activation. So embrace the unusual. It's an ideal time to manifest powerful changes in your life. Finally, today, Mars trines Chiron, and this is a beautiful birth of the sacred warrior in your consciousness. You feel naturally courageous and inclined to embrace healing on every level. So this means because you feel healed, you feel on top of the world. You feel like you can accomplish anything, and you can apply this wonderful energy in an unceasing way. So embrace that inner sacred warrior that's awakening now. Step up, step out, and allow that inner healer to explore. Now, Friday the 12th of July brings a code of peace and also creativity. It's a lovely day to go out as long as you make plans, because the number 22 reduces to 4, so it's better to know what it is you're planning to do tonight. You definitely want to express yourself with a lot of commitment and bring a sense of peace into everything you do today. This is a beautiful blend of both determination and playfulness that are at your disposal. So that means if you organize your day and make room to be creative, then you can let your imagination go, which is really the best way to do it. So basically, you're exploring limitless ways to express happiness and create a structured way to implement this happiness into real results. So this Friday is both practical and free-flowing. You receive answers to questions that may delight you, but always bring a sense of resolution. And like I said, it's a great day to go out as well. Now, the moon trines Mercury, so if you do go out on a date or celebrate with friends, you're going to want to speak from the heart. Your ability to see clearly is magnified. Speaking and writing, sharing your ideas and feelings comes really naturally. It's a very happy trine, so that means you can share your ideas with joy, with optimism, and your abilities to read people in situations is magnified. Your intuitive abilities are also enhanced. This trine is wonderful for fun and variety and spice in your conversations because it stimulates a wealth of new ideas. So you feel good and you want to share that feeling of joy with others. The 13th of July brings together the numbers 13 and 5. Actually, 23, 5, and 23 is the Royal Star, the Lion number. So this is exciting because 13 is about life, death, transformation, opening up to the unexpected, empowering yourself through listening to your intuition. And 23 is all about courage and going for it and feeling free to explore. So you're experiencing both a transformation with the 13 and a heightened sensual exploration. So there are many opportunities, some very exciting, that are presented to you today. Definitely take a risk and explore these opportunities without any fear of repercussion. So you want to communicate in an original, authentic way. You want to share without setting limits because new boundaries are being set for your life today. And the sense of joyful freedom is enhanced by the unexpected nature of the code today. So allow your genius ideas to find an audience. Now, the moon is conjunct to Jupiter, and this is beautiful because it makes you feel so happy, so grateful, kind, and generous. So happiness and kindness blend today to create an effortless sense of bliss. So share your heart with others. Feel that kindness and generosity infuse your soul. Allow the gifts and advantages to show up for you. Look for them. They're there today. You just feel recognized at soul level, and there's a sense of calmness and freedom that comes together in a very dynamic way today. Sunday, the 14th of July, is a very flexible day, and 14 rules media, so you want to feel free to connect with others in however way you want to, but always with compassion, because the whole date adds up to 24, which is 6. So love and sensuality, love and experimentation and exploration, those are enhanced today. So be open to feel and ready to change your emotional attachments. Risk and responsibility merge as one today. And that means that you're very devoted, you're nurturing others, you're nurturing yourself, and you're also open to change. So share your message freely, share it sensitively, be ready to support others in a nurturing way, but you want to do so with an open heart, an adventurous spirit, so as to support what they want to embrace, right? So this is very much about unconditional love. So your devotion to freedom is really the key to success. Now, the sun opposes Pluto today, and this is pretty major because of where Pluto is in relation to the big event in January, right? This is important. So this brings a lot of change, and change is the key word of this transit. So the more open you are to transformation and instigating it yourself, the easier the transformation that is due is going to be. So just know that you're evolving very deeply at soul level and at a very rapid rate. You're experiencing an empowering rebirth. So give yourself over to God. Surrender. Set yourself free. Close relationships are helping you to reach a deeper level of fulfillment. If your life feels like it's a bit out of control, know that this is very normal for changes to take root and assimilate in your life. So trust that you're always in charge of your attitude and your response to any changes that are taking place. Really own that attitude. Your inner authority is being reinvigorated. Channel the intensity of Sun opposite Pluto into a goal. You're going to reap great rewards if you ignite your drive to succeed. Pluto is empowerment, right? Empowerment through shifting, through purging. So it's a very, very important time now to follow the lead and bring your life into harmony, which is what the opposition means. So Pluto purges. Anything or anyone leaving your life now is meant to be released. So don't resist the releasing process. Welcome the shifts taking place in your life. Now, Monday the 15th invigorates us through wisdom, through alchemy. As your inspirations are infused with passion and love, you feel magnetic, you feel motivated by love and wisdom. You want to spend some time alone today, rest, meditate, nurture yourself, because you're assimilating a new awareness. You're allowing new blessings to infuse your life and your soul. So allow that spiritual alchemist number 15 to follow the promptings in your heart and magically stimulate your day with joy. Now, romance and financial flow are really enhanced today as long as you approach each with serenity and calmness. In the heavens, we have the moon conjunct Saturn, and that means you take your feelings really seriously. You feel responsible for your total well-being, which is always a good thing. You have more self-control, and a sense of duty comes naturally today. This is a really wonderful day to work alone or take some time to be by yourself. Your emotional commitment is heightened, and your feelings are understood at a level that brings wonderful clarity. And then Tuesday, July 16th, is an interesting day. We've got the number 16, which is sudden shifts, out of the blue, lightning strike, aha moments, merge with the number 26, which is the leadership, the visionary number, and it is the number of eternal life and strength and overcoming obstacles and gaining more strength as a result. So any change that happens today is stimulating taking charge of some situation in your life. And it also allows you to concentrate on your goals more easily. So that means your power and your vision join forces for tremendous breakthroughs. If you experience surprises today, which is normal, they're meant to stimulate you to manifest more of your divine mission. Leadership and spiritual awakening are your key words today. And if you receive sudden inspirational insights, be sure to manifest them. They're going to reap success. Now, this is an important day because we have that partial lunar eclipse, the full moon eclipse in Capricorn. And I covered that in part one of the Premium Wealth Forecast. So have a listen to that. Remember, even if you're not a Capricorn or have your ascendant rising sign in Capricorn or your natal moon in Capricorn, it doesn't matter. This forecast applies to you. And remember, the moon and sun are opposite Pluto, bringing tremendous shifts. Venus is opposite Saturn. So there's two really powerful oppositions. And this is just very important, this moment, to understand that if there are restrictions or there are delays that are happening, then all you need to do is to trust. Venus trine Neptune gives you such a sense of love and romance and trust and the ability to just, you know, almost like escape any of the tension through your creativity, through your ability to daydream. So it's a very sweet, tender energy. And we also have Saturn sextile Neptune again, just like in the first eclipse on July 2nd. This is so beautiful because it allows your dreams to come true and it gives you tremendous galactic awareness.